Chicago Public Schools committed in its new teachers' contract to having a nurse in every school every day. This is something district officials say they really want to make happen, but finding the right kind of nurse will be a challenge. WBEZ's Sarah Karp has your story.
For years, if not decades, virtually no Chicago Public School had a nurse all day, every day. Instead, the school district has had a chaotic system where nurses with different levels of training are in and out of schools, scrambling to meet the needs of children with chronic conditions. Sixth grader Annie Zulick told the Board of Education last year, this leaves students and their parents vulnerable and scared.
I have had so many different nurses this year and that have no idea about my diabetes or how to treat me. Some of them don't even understand diabetes very well. One left me with a note that said he's on break and just to leave him a note with my blood sugar number on it. Another nurse refused to listen to me when I told him he was overdosing me with insulin, and I think CPS should be able to do better.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot and school district leadership say they want to do better. They are committed to hiring hundreds more nurses, not just because of the teacher's contract, but because it's the right thing to do. Matt Lyons is the school district's head of human resources. He says the vision is to transform the way nursing is delivered.
From a medical need model of nursing to a model that is about consistent care in schools that serves both the special need population and the general education population.
Ideally, to make this happen, the single nurse in every school could take the temperatures of sick children, dole out medicine, draw blood, and also conduct lessons on being healthy. They could also write plans for students with special needs. But to be able to do all this, that nurse would have to have special training on how to work in schools. Yet, to be clear, the plan is not to hire nurses who can do everything for every school, at least not within 5 years. Instead, the school district will continue to hire nurses with less preparation. Lyons says it's a matter of supply.
This is a question about what's kind of possible and what's ambitious.
In the whole state of Illinois, there's less than 900 nurses with a special school nurse credential who can do everything. Chicago Public Schools has only 114 on staff, with 21 current vacancies. Experts say some of the problem is the school district's own doing. It had few of these types of nurses, and those that it had were stretched so thin that candidates did not see Chicago Public Schools as a destination. Robin Adar Shannon is a school nursing guru. She runs UIC's Powerhouse program and edited the 900-page school nursing textbook.
So I'm not sure that we can say where there's a shortage of qualified people or where there are gaps where qualified people want to work.
One problem is that nurses who have extra training haven't been able to use it. When Dennis Kosuth transitioned from a hospital to a school, he was excited about the impact he could make. He went back to school and got the special preparation.
And the big thing that we learned about in classes was the role that nurses can play in schools, educating students about healthy habits, keeping themselves safe, setting them up for a lifetime of health.
Yet Kosuth's time in Chicago Public Schools is split between three schools, and he says he mostly does paperwork and tends to students who need urgent care. Lyons says the school district is not giving up on getting these nurses who can do everything. In fact, it's partnering with universities to help get less trained nurses the school nursing credential. He just says it'll take time. And Jen Johnson from the Chicago Teachers Union says the reality is that getting a single nurse of any level into every school every day is a victory. She says even this is a game changer for students.
You know, that they are not having to wait to get in front of an adult who cares for them, who they know their name, who's there hopefully all 5 days of the week.
She says the hope is that in 5 years, at the end of the teacher's contract, schools will be more supportive of students. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.